Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
What's your name? Who's your daddy? Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time to show? To show you what you need to live, tell it to me slowly. Tell you what I really want to know. It's the time of the season for loving.
Loving.
What's your name? Who's your daddy? Fresco and Dusty are number one. Mac is cool, but Chow, I'm sorry, but they must be stopped. They must be stopped.
We can't.
Can't stop us.
Can't stop, won't stop. Rockefeller Records. Welcome to a Red Friday, Ryder Cup Red Friday here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well, or a Cougar Chow. Better look out on Saturday night, man. Better watch out.
There'll
be some emo cougars out there.
Yes, there will be.
There'll be some Cheshire Cats. Gonna be some Dude Ranch. That's awkward.
Emo cougars. What?
He said emo cougar.
No, I didn't. I said cougars,
didn't I? Play it.
Cougar.
Did I? Oh, yeah.
I think you might have.
Skim it, baby. And we got us a drop.
I did.
I think so.
We'll see. Cooter?
He goes, emo cooter?
Maybe I did. Oh, well.
Just like outlined in black, like eyeliner. Where are you? There it is.
Cooter?
Yeah, no doubt.
One of the greatest. It's probably the greatest of all time. Either that or Charlie Weiss blaming the wind.
Significant wind.
Yeah, the significant wind is still, I mean, how do you explain the momentum shift, Coach? Well, you're blaming the wind?
Yeah. He didn't need the wind.
Yeah, Charlie Weiss blamed the wind, and Alex Gordon didn't need the wind.
That's awkward.
Emo cooter cooter.
I did.
Is Jim Bob Cooter still in the NFL?
I mean, there's a
I don't know.
Is he still with the Lions?
No,
Hold on, let me search the
He was with Tennessee, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was with Tennessee. He's had a cup of coffee in a few places. Jim Bob Cooter.
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 I mean, it was just so good.
Offensive coordinator, Indianapolis Colts.
Oh,
there we go.
He turned Daniel Jones around.
Yes, he's the secret.
Daniel Jones is turning it around, man. He's playing for Jim Bob Cooter.
It's even better. James Robert Cooter is an American professional football coach who is the offensive coordinator of the Indianapolis Colts of the National Football League. He previously served as the offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions from 15 to 18. It wasn't Ben Johnson.
No.
I'm kidding. That was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what it says.
From yeah.
From Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Well, of course he's
there
from the South.
Yeah,
I mean, with a name like Jim Bob.
Well, he went to the University of Tennessee.
Yeah.
Oh, go Vols. There we go, Cooter.
He was Peyton Manning's running mate, I think, down there.
Wow.
I'm not. You don't know this?
I did not know that.
Well, you better look this up.
Yeah, I better.
I think him and Peyton were there together, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike in Denver. Jim Bob Cooter is the best football coach name ever.
Ever. And there's not even a number two.
I'm trying to even think what would be number two. I mean, Butch Davis is good.
Yeah, but that's not Jim Bob Cooter.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough.
I mean, you start to look at like great sports names of all time, and like Dick Trickle will be up there as one of your great. Dickie Thon.
Richard Fitz.
Yeah.
That's his actual name.
Yeah.
It's always fun seeing a card of Richard Fitz get pulled. Because I'm like, Richard Fitz. I'm like, come on, guys.
Come on now.
veteran teams seem to figure it out.
They do. Yeah.
Both these teams are both veteran teams, right? Like, this is, you know, Zay Flowers has been in the league enough. You've got your, you know, you've got your wings.
Well, in the NFL anymore, 3 year is like a career. So you're year two, year three. Yeah, you're a veteran now.
No doubt about it. And then,
hey, turn your mic off, Mac. You guys are on the air.
Mitchell Cuss, dude. Yeah, we don't need Mitch cussing today, man.
He's sorry?
Mitch is more turned on today than I am, and that's tough to do.
Mitch is head to toe ready to go for this one today, baby.
He joined us in about 15 minutes, but veteran teams seem to figure it out, right?
Yeah.
We see this in a lot of sports, right? Like, nobody really was talking about the, you know, a year that Freddie Freeman was having last year. Then the World Series started, and you're like, oh, my God, five straight games with a home run. That's a veteran move.
Right.
You look at Salvador Perez, championship game or wild card game down the third baseline, right? Base hit, Royals win. Alex Gordon, home run in game one of the World Series. Hello, veteran move. Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. And this is a game in which I think we say the line way too much. Your stars have to be stars. But this is a game where it's like, hey, you guys are 1-2. You got a lot of people out there thinking that this dynasty is done. You got Gary Myers out here talking about God knows what. And then you've got the Ravens as well. And so when you look at all of this in this game.
Play the Gary Myers for those in the back.
Yeah,
if you miss because you. The way you set it up was as brilliant as you could. You got Gary Myers out here talking about God knows what.
I mean, it's true, man. I don't know. I have no idea what he was talking about the other day, talking about how, you know, we're not a dynasty and that all this sort of stuff. You've seen the picture that was on, you know, everything as well. But
a dynasty?
Dynasty?
Not, I mean, a dynasty, I think, is what happened in New England over a 20-year period.
Well, that's not sustainable in any sport for 20 years. I mean, that's an anomaly more than a dynasty, I would think, Gary.
Well, you're probably right. And, you know, I guess if we're looking to establish, you know, dynasties.
Yeah,
I don't think so. What?
Anyways, but this is a game in which I want to see the veterans make veteran plays. Like, I'm not looking at, as you know, Juju Smith-Schuster to be like a huge key factor, but 3rd and 6, I don't want to see that drop that I saw in that game last week. I want to see that catch be completed. Travis Kelce, you know, let's go out there. Yeah, be emotional, but be emotional in the right way. Chris Jones, same way for you. Treat, Cray as well. Patrick Mahomes, a little more calm feet in the pocket, stuff like that. Baltimore is the same thing. Derrick Henry, stop coughing up the damn ball.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson, don't take as many sacks. Mark Andrews, let's see what happens. Isaiah Likely, I think, is going to play in this game. Alex is saying they wouldn't play yesterday. I think Isaiah Likely will be playing in this game. There's a chance at least. And those guys, they have to step up. This is a game in which your leaders will lead the way to victory in this matchup against Baltimore and Kansas City. Both teams wanted to.
Well, and also, too, when you have a veteran team like the Chiefs have that have been there, done that, the veteran teams know how to figure things out. You know, I'm watching the last week of baseball, and I know you have as well. We may be the only two in Kansas City checking in on Cleveland and all this kind of stuff that's going on, right? It's exciting, and the playoff races are great in baseball. And about a month ago, everybody was writing off the Yankees, right? Mm. Oh, the Yankees stink. It's the June swoon. Oh, my God. They're not going to be any good. And here we are going into the final week of the season, and where are the Yankees? Tied for first with the Toronto Blue Jays, right? You look around sports all the time. The veteran teams that have been there before understand the rigors of a regular season. They know how to compartmentalize, but they also know how to step it up when they need to step it up. And that's why I really like the Chiefs in this one, because they are that veteran team. They are the New York Yankees. The regular season bores you a little bit. Did we talk about an NBA team getting bored by the regular season this year? I forget. I feel like we did. Maybe the Celtics, we talked about
Cleveland.
A little bit, you know, you get bored by the regular season when you have such a big lead, or, you know, like the Detroit Tigers this year. Clearly, I mean, they had a 15.5 game lead. They got bored, and now here we are. They're only a game up,
right?
You know, but they're a veteran team. I'm sure they're going to figure it out, right? That's what veteran teams do. That's what good teams do. The teams that have been there before don't panic. They don't freak out. They understand what's at stake. They also understand what matters and when it matters. And I think for the Chiefs right now, they understand this game does matter. It's not an elimination game by any stretch of the means, but it makes your life easier if you win this game. And I believe deep down, when the good teams have their back against the wall, the tested teams have their back against the wall, they've been there before. They know what it takes. They find ways to win. And the Chiefs right now, they are the Yankees of football, right? They're the team that everybody hates. They're the team that always finds a way to win. They're the team that everybody wants to see go away. And here are the Yankees tied for first with three games to go. And here are the Chiefs making their push right now. Oh, all of a sudden, a banged up Baltimore team. They win that. They're 2-2. Then you go to Jacksonville and things start to turn. This is kind of that turning point game, you know, in the season where you take off. That's what good teams do. They figure it out when they need to most.
Yeah, you got to get out there and win. The better.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Better team will prevail. I know those are cliches, but this is one of those games in which, you know, there's two guns in the room and somebody's going to get at it, right? It's going to be the Chiefs are going to do it or the Ravens are going to do it. And after this, both teams will be significantly judged on where the rest of the season
absolutely
goes.
This is a big judgment game. You're absolutely right about that.
No doubt.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.